This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. You know, Einstein proved that time is relative to the observer. Boy, isn't that true, because sometimes an hour seems like it takes 2 or 3 hours or 5 hours, but that last hour, from my observation, felt like it was like 5 minutes.
It was a Law Talk rocket ship.
It was. It blew. We'll get it right. A Law Talk rocket ship.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, brother, I'm having flashbacks to all those kids' things. What was the one that the kids used to watch? We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. My kids used to watch that. Little Einstein, something like that. Whatever. I digress. This is Radio Law Talk, not Radio Todd Kunin's Kids Talk. Denise Dirks across from me. How are you? How was the first hour for you, Denise?
Yeah, it was really fast. It was so fast that I forgot to tell people that you can call us at 1-855-529-7234. If you remember 855 Law Radio, you can play Case or No Case with us.
That's right. Look, if you don't want to be on the air, you can at least call and let Cal know what your opinion is about anything that he gives. Also, if you want to chime in on a topic that we're talking about, feel free to call in. Now, listen, I want to be very clear here. We don't give legal advice. When he starts playing this, I start falling asleep. We don't give legal advice. I can't listen to this song and drive at the same time. Anything we do, we talk about general principles of law. If you have a specific issue, if you have a case that is coming up for you, or you're being prosecuted or something like that, the only advice I can give is to seek a lawyer that you can talk to individually about your case that will be protected by the attorney-client privilege, and you can get legal advice specific to your situation and your issues. But if you have an opinion about something we're talking about and you have the ability to take it, go ahead and give us a call. I'm always happy to hear opinions, right? Aren't you happy to hear opinions, Denise?
Yes.
Unless it's mine. Denise
Dirks, today is one word answer day.
Right. We're ad-libbing a lot, Denise.
Yeah. Wait. Just somebody in the back of the orchestra is going, elongate stretch. We have to fill time. So in our first hour, Cal took us to the state of Washington for a case or no case extravaganza. And Cal actually came away with 2 points, stumping both Denise and myself.
Which for me is a case or no case palooza.
There you go.
As opposed to an extravaganza.
I would say that, you know, if we were doing our do re mi fa so la la paloozas, see how I can just roll with
nice.
That.
Even
there.
Better.
You know,
even
it's
better.
Like bad dad joke right. day for 3 hours on Radio Law Talk. But you got another case or no case for us, don't you, Ken?
I do. It's time to play case or no case.
Also from the state of Washington.
Uh-oh.
I take you, in fact, to the Seattle suburb of Snohomish, Washington, where Todd Kirkpatrick was robbing a bank. A sheriff's deputy arrived on scene after responding to the silent alarm, ordered Mr. Kirkpatrick to drop everything he was doing and turn around, put his hands up. So Kirkpatrick turns and points a gun at the sheriff's officer. 2 shots ring out from the deputy. They both hit Mr. Kirkpatrick, not fatal, but serious injuries. And then later, while he was in jail, Kirkpatrick is sitting there nursing his wounds and his wounded pride, and he's saying to himself, wait a minute, I'm a thief by trade. I'm just doing my job when the deputy tries to execute me, man, depriving me of my health and of my freedom. So believe it or not, he went to a lawyer in Washington to see if he might recover medical and other damages for his wounds. He told his sad tale to the attorney and asked what I asked you. Do I have a case or no case? Denise, what say you?
It's got to be something weird, because I remember a case where the person was robbing and coming in through the ceiling, and they got injured somehow, and they got to sue, and they got recovery. So I'm going to say it's case, and he wins.
A case, and he wins.
Okay.
Is somebody popping popcorn around
here?
No,
I'm sorry, opening up a cough drop.
Because it's making me hungry, okay? I mean, I'm hearing this, you know, it's like Pavlovian dogs. I can already smell the butter, and Cal is opening cough drops.
I was broadcasting a football game last night and grabbed some popcorn, so here I am going, full and done.
Yeah, sounds great. All right, okay. So here's the difference I see between this scenario and what you said, Denise, which is, because I remember that case too, where a guy's breaking into a house, breaking, he falls through the ceiling, and then he sues the homeowner. The difference there was, that was just a breaking and entering. There was nobody there, and he fell, and so it was some negligent upkeep of the property, and I get that lawsuit. In this case here, it's a little different because he physically threatened the law enforcement officer when he turned and pointed a gun at him. And, you know, hey, newsflash. I know we don't give advice here on Radio Law Talk, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, generally speaking, if you point a gun or what looks like a gun at a law enforcement officer, you're probably going to get shot.
Yep.
That's probably going to happen. And that's what happened here. But I'll say this. I think that this is a case, and I think that the defendant, the guy who got shot, loses rather quickly. It's a case, but it just, you know, it's dismissed about as soon as it was filed. Technically, he filed something, but I'm going to say he lost.
Okay.
Wow, really? You're going to say that?
Yes. No. I'm not only am I going to say it, I did
just
say
did.
It.
I just did.
I heard it.
Wow. So you're locked in. Denise says case and the crook wins, and Todd says case and the crook loses.
I'd like to say something.
Did I get that right?
There would be, as against a lawsuit against the police officers, they would have immunity. So this had to be brought against the bank or brought against something else, the government maybe, but not the police officers.
Let me tell you how this came out. For those of you who say this is a case, who is that?
Uh-oh.
That's both of you. Well, congratulations. Good job. For those of you who say the plaintiff, that would be the shooter of the crook. Those of you who say he won, that would be you, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Oh,
and
God.
Those of you who say the county, let me tell you how this worked. The lawyer assisted Kirkpatrick in preparing a $6.3 million claim, because, you know, most county governments across the country, you have to file a claim first before you can file a lawsuit. So the claim had to be filed, and it was denied, and then the lawsuit was filed against the Washington County, and then it claimed that medical bills from the gunshot wounds were $300,000, and the police officers failed to stop the deputy from trying to execute him. By the way, the deputy, Dan Scott, was named the 2012 Officer of the Year by the Washington State Council of Police and Sheriffs. He got a Distinguished Service Medal from the Sheriff's Office that year, and legally, Robert Kirkpatrick was firing blanks. So case or no case, and the county prevails in the matter because nice try.
So I get 2 points.
I get one. I'm still ahead.
All right. Oh, and that's what it's all about, right? It's all about whether or not Denise is still winning.
It's the win. I'm ahead of Fred now, too.
And yeah. I got none, sad to say.
And Denise, you had made a comment there about if the officer had fired a shot to him, well, then he would have had immunity.
Qualified immunity, I think is what it's called.
He would have been able to claim that unless they were able to show that his actions were so far outside the line of duty. I believe we've seen some of that recently where somebody who was acting, he thought, in his capacity and now is convicted of a crime. So that can happen, but generally speaking, they have qualified immunity. And that'll do it for the first 15 minutes here. Radio Law Talk this hour. When we come back. 210-ish.
There you go. Next hour, our case or no case involves a sick puppy. Literally, after this. Don't go away. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up.
Come on. commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you serious?
This is no fun.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So Britney Spears, 39 years old, starting to get her way. Things that she has wanted when it comes to the conservatorship that she has been under and the termination. Her father is no longer part of the conservatorship. He has been removed. And boy, how long was she under this conservatorship?
13 years.
So she's 39. So back to 26 years old. Wow. And the questions come up recently about visitation between her and the children that she has with her former spouse, Kevin Federline, who at one time was a dancer in her show.
Yes.
Early on, you know.
And he's her previous husband.
That's right, her former spouse. And, you know, nothing says love like being able to dance together, I guess. Maybe that's why things didn't work out. I have no ability to dance. So, but what's going on with the kids?
But you sweat, just like somebody who dances.
But I thank you very much. Todd Kunin, no rhythm, sweats profusely. All right, we'll call on you again.
Doesn't it sound great, girls?
Yeah, well, boy, just to put that on the Tinder profile. Can I swipe right? I can't. I sweat so much, it just keeps slipping on the screen. Denise... Oh, yeah, way to set that one up. Now I'm going to make her laugh. She's starting to giggle. When Denise gets the giggles, she blames it on me that I've given her Google eyes. I don't even know what those are, but what's going on with Federline?
They're all seeing, I know that.
Oh, yes, they are.
Google eyes, all seeing.
Well, Brittany's been in the news a lot. She came out publicly to the judge and asked to have the conservatorship terminated and actually described what the judge ultimately found was a very toxic environment for her. And the judge removed her father as the conservator over her estate. He had already been removed over her person.
If only she had a song named Toxic, that would just be apropos. Oh, wait, she does.
Well, that's funny, isn't it? That is exactly the word the judge used.
Could be.
It could be. Anyway, so her father is no longer a part of the conservatorship. And from what I hear, Brittany's attorney, that is her choice of attorney, by the way, not court-appointed anymore, he has said he's going to go after the father for some malfeasance with regard to Brittany's estate. So we're going to see that probably come up. The biggest question is, will the conservatorship end? And I personally have said this from day one, she has to undergo a mental health examination to determine whether or not she has capacity. Because if she lacks capacity, then the conservatorship will not end. And one thing we know about Brittany, she's very popular, she's very cute, she seems to be a very loving kind of a person. So what also happened in with all this context is that her dad got into a fight with her sons, one of her sons. And so it limited Brittany's ability to have normalized contact with her two sons. I think they're 14 and they're 15. And so because her dad was constantly around Brittany, he could not facilitate the visits. So now that he's gone, she's really happy. She's saying, I want to see my boys more. I haven't been allowed to have a normal parenting relationship and all of that. And so Kevin Federline came out through his attorney, and he said that he is supportive of Brittany's conservatorship ending as long as his boys are, quote-unquote, safe.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what that means. I mean, they're 14 and 15 years old, and why would they not be safe?
Well,
you mean because her dad's going to be around? No, her dad's not going to be around anymore. So I'm not sure.
Sounds just like generic language to me. I wanted to have as long as they're safe. You know.
Yes, and yeah. I, you know, my my bad side of me, my little devil on my shoulder says, yeah, and she pays.
Yeah, as long as she's, and she's been paying, you know, for the.
Oh, big time.
She's been paying. You know, I look at that language from a Kevin Federline, and I get it. Look, if the kids have not had any time to be around Britney Spears because of the dad, and I can't imagine that if the boys aren't around Britney Spears, I can't imagine Kevin Federline spending much time there, right? And so I could see from his perspective, everything that I've ever heard for the last 13 years about Britney has come from other sources. It hasn't been things that I have personally observed. And, you know, maybe some of the crazy things I heard are true. Maybe they're not. As long as my boys are safe, I'm okay. I see that as sort of a caveat, but it's nice to see that he's supportive. You mentioned something about the mental health evaluation, that she's not going to get an end to this conservatorship until she has a mental health evaluation. And she was adamant at her first one, the one that she recorded that made it out into public, was, I want this over and I don't want to be ordered to do a mental health evaluation. And I wonder if now that her father is out and she's got an attorney of her own choosing and everything, I wonder if she would be more amenable ultimately to a mental health evaluation if her concerns previously were like, if I get an MHC or a mental health evaluation with all the former actors still in play, my dad, the court-appointed lawyer, everything, that mental health evaluation from her perspective is predetermined. It doesn't matter what I say. Right. They're just going to say to keep going. But now that I've got my people in place, I wonder if she's more amenable to a mental health eval, because now she might feel like it's going to be a more fair eval as opposed to her fears about what it might have been like under the previous conservatorship.
Yeah, remember, she said in her statement that she was forced to take medication, and certain types of birth control was forced on her, and all of this, which is really, really bad. If that happened, that's awful. And I think that there might be a little possibility that this judge will give her wiggle room, but only if the judge has a period of time where Brittany has to actually come into the court and show that she's got a plan for her finances. She can shelter, she can feed herself, she can take care of herself and all of that. Maybe she can get around the mental health evaluation.
Unless she stops posting pictures of herself with no clothes on. I don't know. This seems kind of odd to me.
I do think that that's going to be something the judge is going to consider.
I agree.
To be candid.
And as long as any of the behavior that occurred prior to the conservatorship, she doesn't come back and say, oops, I did it again, I think she may get a better shape. But we're headed to a break.
Stay tuned. As Todd said, there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up. We'll do it again right after this.
Yeah, there is one psychiatrist that has come out and said...
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560, that's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden's inability to secure the southern border is leading to the deaths of American children as drug cartels take advantage of the nation's vulnerability. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, is in Mission, Texas, as Operation Lone Star gets underway.
To wherever it is they are going in the United States, and as you said all the time, the cartel gets richer. They are making millions of dollars every week. This needs to stop.
Operation Lone Star has Texas Department of Public Safety troopers assigned to the Texas-Mexico border working to crack down on human trafficking. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom admits in a recent article published by the LA Times that his 12-year-old daughter has not yet received the vaccine, despite being qualified. This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Okay, Denise, I gotta ask. Were you a 90210 follower or Melrose Place or none of the above?
Melrose Place.
So you didn't follow the shenanigans of teenagers and all their hijinks. You just went right to the young single adults living in an apartment complex at Melrose Place, and good heavens, what could happen?
Right, with all the hot guys.
Well, okay, if you say so. I was in neither, but I know some of the people that were in those. Shannon Doherty. 90210, right?
That's right.
She didn't later go on to Melrose Place.
She later went on to the witch show. What is
Charmed.
It? Charmed. There
it
we
was
go.
Heathers. And, so Shannon Doherty. You know, it's got to be great if you can be young in life and make it on a big show like 90210 and then just live off the royalties from then on. And it allows you to buy nice homes in Los Angeles that sometimes get damaged in wildfires. That's what happened.
In Malibu, no
That's
less.
That's right, in Malibu. In the 2018 wildfires down in Southern California, her home was damaged. Now, as a responsible homeowner, she had homeowner's insurance, right? Like people should.
With a major brand company.
Yes. We can say the name. I was going to say. Yeah, it rhymes with
Charmers.
No. It wasn't Farmers. It rhymes with Blate Farms. State Farms Insurance.
Oh.
And she tendered.
Sorry, Farmers.
She tendered her. As I say, that was break. They denied it. They denied her insurance claim. And a jury just made an award after a trial here in 2021. So it took 3 years to get this resolved. And Miss Doherty won $6.3 million.
Right. And that was for not just the property damage, but it was also for her own emotional pain and suffering and attorney fees. And what was important about this is that...
The most important thing are attorney fees, by the way.
Her attorney pulled the sympathy card, too. And I thought they did it very effectively.
How did they do that?
Well, in 2020, she had breast cancer a while ago. It was like, I guess, probably 6 to 8 years ago. And it returned, and she's stage four.
Oh, no.
So, of course, the attorney said she should be living out her life in her home in peace. And instead, she's out of her home, displaced, having to stay in temporary places, and fighting an insurance claim. And so the way that they played that was really good, and I'm sure that that helped to sway the jury. And the jury, unanimous in their decision, of course.
By the way, so it's interesting to note that when there's a major fire like this, the state has to come in and verify that the lot is properly cleaned before you can rebuild. They got to haul the stuff out to a specific kind of a dump. I mean, it all takes so much time anyway. And then if the insurance holds you up even more, it's super frustrating. And most policies, and I'm sure hers did as well, have in it a rebuild to current code, previous standard, current code. So maybe that's why it was so expensive and they decided to deny it. Man, that's a really nice house. We don't want to rebuild that.
I think that that's got to be it. It had to have been something over the... not. And we're not saying we don't owe, but it had to be something because... over the amounts, I would imagine, because how do you as an insurance carrier, how do you honestly go in and say, I don't prove your house was destroyed in a fire. It was the 2018 wildfire. Show me a house that wasn't destroyed.
Right.
Northern California, we lost an entire town. Okay? It's so...
Well, her property was damaged. We don't know if it was destroyed, but maybe they did fight about just how damaged it was. You know, it's not uncommon for there to be $6 million property in Malibu.
In Malibu, you know, $6 million. What happened? The front walk was scuffed. Okay, that's a $6 million. That property is pretty expensive down there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So she wins $6.3 million in that award. What inquiring minds really want to know is if Jake from State Farm was called to testify.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
Or Aaron Rodgers. Or what's the most recent? Denise, you were telling me about this.
Well, his name is Jake from State Farm, but Drake. Drake has been making a play in those commercials because people are mistaking Drake for Jake.
Yes.
Or that steak girl that gives him all the steak and the bacon. Huh? So if he came through for her.
I didn't know about that.
Well, it's one of the commercials.
Since I skipped breakfast today, you say steak and bacon, all of a sudden.
What's the other insurance company's Flo, right?
Flo from Progressive.
Yeah, that's who testified on behalf of Shannon Doherty.
At least they didn't bring the emu from Liberty or whatever.
Or a little gecko. And I'd like to testify with an Australian accent. If I couldn't, she'd be my other. All right. So, boy, we are off the rails with
The rails.
So that's Shannon Doherty. Good for her. She was able to collect. And
it's not going
to
help her get her life back or get her health back, by the way.
No, it's not. That's the thing is time is the one commodity you can never have back.
Right.
And there's it's in limited supply, even though you think you might have a lot of it when you're younger.
So good job, lawyers, there.
Yeah, good job.
Now, I think I do think it's going to get appealed.
It's
going to get appealed.
As my my torts professor in law school said, why are bananas a lawyer's favorite fruit? Because they're easy to appeal. Yeah, see, that's what you say it was bad dad jokes from my upbringing. No, my bad dad jokes came from professors in law school. That's what it was. That's my story. I'm sticking by it. Who among us would not like to have a vehicle with a hot tub in the back?
Oh, yeah.
For party times, good times, you just pull off the side of the road, hop in, what's going on? Can I get a woot woot? You know, or charge to drive
time
people
when it's
around
snowing
town.
Outside. You're in there in the hot water. Hey,
I know. Can I get a, somebody in Nashville, Tennessee thought that was a great idea.
Yeah.
And actually, the hot tub on wheels was quite the thing in and around Nashville, you know. You ever been to Nashville, walk up and down the strip there where they have all the honky-tonk bars? You ever been there, Denise?
Nashville?
Yeah.
Yes.
All the, back to one-word answers. Yes, been to Nashville. So they have all
airport.
These,
no.
Oh, just the airport?
Yes, then we drove to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay.
That was a beautiful ride.
Yeah, that was a beautiful ride, but you probably didn't see the, I don't know how many honky-tonk bars they have on the, in the airport on the trip to Bowling Green, but in downtown Nashville. I mean, I went there once on vacation, and you just walk down the street and, you know, take a left, go into one bar, listen to a certain type of music, come out. There's a bunch of people playing on the street. Go up a couple of other shops. Go into another bar. You can listen to different kinds of music. I mean, if you are a connoisseur of music, it is awesome.
Now, is that music row? Is that what they call music? Or is that more for record labels and executives?
I don't know. All I know is it was awesome to go hang out and listen to all of the different acts and stuff. And these aren't big acts. These are just like, you know, small guys. This is my gig for this weekend.
And Nashville is the new Hollywood. I mean, really, people go to Nashville now if they want to break into singing careers.
Yep.
Because that's where the opportunities lie.
Yep.
And there's a lot of plays that are done there. I mean, it really has a lot of musical type of events.
So you can imagine with all of this going on, if there is a car or a truck driving down that's got a hot tub in the back and about seven people sitting in the hot tub, well, that's going to be fun. You get all the attention and everything, and that was this guy's business. Until the government came in, as they would say in Nashville, the government came in and shut him down. And why did they shut him down? What was the basis for shutting him down?
He didn't have a public pool permit.
Oh, brother.
The PPP.
Yeah, I hear. Well, then, better get a lot of chlorine if you're going to call it that. But, yeah, he didn't have a permit to operate a public pool because he's got a hot tub truck he's driving around.
Oh, come on.
What are they doing, laps in there? Oh, good heavens. So, you know, another instance, the government bringing down the average Joe just trying to make an honest buck in a hot tub. Now, that just sounds bad when you put it that way.
I'm here to help.
I'm here to help. Yeah, we'll put you back in the hot tub anytime with some, you know, new chlorine and some 104 degree temperature water. That'll be great. We got one more segment here for the second hour. We'll be back after this. Talk about some more stuff in the law. Don't go away.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is this real life? Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
You know, just a little bit of insight into our co-host Denise Dirks here. We were going to move on from the hot tub story, but you know, Denise is all about let's keep it with the hot tub. Let's keep it with the hot tub.
Let's keep it splashing.
Come on.
Yeah, he may have a defense.
He may. Well, what's the defense?
Well, he claims that, you know, to be a public pool, it has to be in excess of 50 gallons of water, and that his hot tub is less than 50 gallons. And additionally, I thought of another defense.
Actually, it's more than 50 gallons. He says that his is 50 gallons below the minimum threshold. I don't know how many gallons it required.
Oh, that's true.
But but his is 50 gallons below the minimum threshold to qualify as pool.
As a public pool.
Yeah, and the city comes back and says, yes, but you have no lifeguard stand on there either.
Well, why would he need that if it's 50 gallons below, right? But go on.
Well, I think he has another one. Can't he say that my Music City party tub is for private parties and not public?
Oh, well, yeah. I guess. Okay, so we're being somewhat facetious here, but let's pull out. This is what lawyers do. Lawyers analogize things. Do you remember the cake baking case? About the
guys who did not want to bake a cake for homosexual couples.
Yes, for same-sex couples, because they said, and they lost because they claimed it was my private business, I should be able to do this, and they lost because the court said, well, no, you're holding your business out to the public.
Right.
So for purposes of that, you fall under the public exception. So if he tried to say, hey, this is for private individuals, they'd come back and say, yes, but you're holding it out as a business that's open to the public. Ergo, it's public, even though you limit the capacity to a certain. So that's the the rigmarole.
I still think the city's being hyper nitpicky, and sometimes people in government need to get a life and just leave the colony.
Do you know how they caught him? You know how they caught him?
What?
So this happened back in August of 2020 when health officials were out and about enforcing the COVID regulations.
Oh, yeah.
And they see this hot tub going. So they cite him, but they don't take any action against the guy. Legal actions filing with the court until August of this year. They waited a year to bring any action to have the court try to shut him down. But I agree with you. You know, you sit there and you go, well, good heavens, what do you, is there really somebody sitting across this? We got drug problem out of control, all this stuff going on, and yet in Nashville, there's a guy sitting across the street in a dark hoodie with a pair of sunglasses and a, you know, binoculars and a radio telling his team, okay, we don't move until somebody skinny dips. Now go, swarm, let's get it.
I mean,
well, he also doesn't have a county business license, and he's not registered with the state. So I think this is just the first problem he's
got.
But
that's a different kettle of fish, as my father used to say. I mean, that's a separate matter. Is it a public pool or not? That's the point.
Well, you know, we were talking about possibly, can't you see how that trial goes? You know, if let's say it's above the threshold, technically in the capacity. So, sir, what measures did you take to ensure that your hot tub would be below the minimum threshold, the threshold for swimming pools? Well, every night I'd fill that hot tub up. Before I took anybody on, I'd just drive by the closest buffet table, have five patrons come, sit down, water displacement, boom, all of a sudden I'm 50 gallons below the threshold. That's how I did it, and I'm legal.
And besides, the judge probably said, I think I will go and, you know, experiment. Just take this for a ride myself.
Yeah, I have to take judicial notice of this hot dog.
Exactly.
We need to tour the scene. That's what needs to occur.
Volunteer jurors?
Yeah. I mean, it's like with the Led Zeppelin case. We covered copyright infringement. Remember that? And normally, when a case gets appealed, because both parties in the Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven copyright infringement case, both parties wanted it appealed. And normally it'll go to a small panel or whatever. But no. The Ninth Circuit wanted to hear the whole thing with all the judges. Now, they will say it's because justice needed to be done. I think it's because if you look at the ages of the judges, those were all folks that were listening to Stairway to Heaven back in the late early 70s. They're probably all fans of Led Zeppelin. They wanted to be able to meet Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
Well, the Stairway to Heaven was a number one song for years and years and years.
That's right.
I'm sure the thing is, Jimmy Page is there, we're in, right?
Absolutely. But that's, you know, we've kind of gotten off on a tangent there with the...
Which never happens.
Yeah, it never happens. But we'll figure out what happens with the... with the hot tub case. Although, see, this is why legal tangents sometimes pan out. So what do I always say when we talk about copyright cases when it comes to these cases that come up where, you know, you get some song that's current, that's popular, and then somebody who wrote something down on a napkin or hummed a tune to their kid 30 years ago says, wait a minute, that's my song, and I recorded it, and they stole it. What happens almost always to the record sales of both the older tune and the newer tune?
They both go up.
All right. And so that adds to my skepticism that the legal proceedings in copyright cases are really just creative ways to bump up record sales, right? But it's not always in those kind of cases. Anytime an artist is in the news, it can lead to a spike in record sales. What do we have recently?
Well, what is really important is to remember that saying that any publicity, even negative publicity, can be a positive thing. And we've got R. Kelly, who was found guilty on all charges. And now,
who was found guilty on
yes, all of the sex trafficking charges. And now there's an uptick in his songs.
Yes.
So now that negative publicity is really like fueling a huge purchase of his song categories.
That happened with Michael Jackson, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah.
Anytime Michael Jackson gets into the news for people claiming things that happen, it causes a spike in record sales because people are like, oh, my gosh, I remember I used to listen to that song. And then they go, you know what? I only had it on CD back then, and now I need a digital. So then the iTunes sales goes up and all of that. And I know there are a lot of people right now that might have the same knee-jerk reaction that I did when Denise pointed that out to me about R. Kelly, which is, well, how unfair. He's found guilty of all these things, but now he is going to benefit from that because he's going to have a spike in his record sales, and that's, you know, he's still got a bank account that's all going to go to. But I think that if there's a silver lining in that it's not necessarily benefiting R. Kelly, is this was the criminal case that he was found guilty on. And you know that after being found guilty in a criminal case, there's going to be a civil case that comes down the pike from these people that were victimized as alleged and then proven in the criminal case. And he's still got two other cases to go where he's facing criminal charges with victims alleged there. And you know that a civil case is going to be coming down the pike, which means that if there's a spike in record sales that goes to his bank account, it increases the likelihood of recovery and the ultimate award if somebody is successful on a subsequent
sentence. And enforcement of the award. That's the important thing, because the royalties that he makes could be held in a fund to benefit the victims.
That's right. That's right. And so it's not like, because he's in custody right now, right? So it's not like he gets this spike, he's out of custody, and the next thing you know, you're going to see him flying off and spending all the money and doing all this extravagant spending and stuff like that. He doesn't have that freedom right now. He is in custody. He's still waiting trial on two more cases.
Can he move to Florida afterward, like O.J., and get out of that?
Well, O.J. was acquitted. He was not, so...
Oh, good point. But I mean, avoid civil penalties, O.J. moved to Florida, right?
Well, no. What he did was he purchased a home in Florida because in Florida, your home is not subject to creditors. So could R. Kelly do that? Yes, but who's going to sell him a house? Honestly, I don't see him being a very good bet on being able to, unless he bought out completely by cash, I don't see that he's going to be able to finance a home. And to be honest with you, I heard he was broke. I mean, I don't think he's got, $10 million.
On lawyer's fees alone, I'm sure he's going crazy there.
It's easy for people to think that somebody in his status, oh, look at all the money you make. You got to remember, this with pro athletes, this with celebrities, with them, they tend often to spend right up to the limit of what they're making. And so they're pretty highly leveraged. And if the income stops, that's when the creditors come calling. But we'll follow up. We'll see what's up. We got 2 hours in the books. Holy Toledo, how'd that happen? 2 hours in the books, 1 hour left to go. Don't change that dial. Don't switch off your computer. Don't move. We say dial. I don't think anybody has dials anymore. But you know what we're talking about. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you after this break.
Yes, don't touch that tuner, as they say.
Right.
All right, we'll be right back. Hold on. 6 minutes after the hour, we'll resume.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.